problems that the dissidents have managed to explode so far. And I, in the, my article, which began in an article in the Nice Times, simply was saying, look, let's hold these people accountable. Let's ask them tough questions. Let's ask them, why did the bomb go off early? Why did they lie about the fact that they said they had sent two of their members with the man and the bomb was only activated at the target? Why? What would they say to that man now who is so traumatized by the innocent that he can't go back to work, an innocent man? Like, all reasonable people, and I'm presuming there's a certain amount of reason in them, all reasonable people would know this is terribly wrong. And I'm appealing to that part in them which may be reasonable, which may have that little glimmer of respectability, if it's there. I'm appealing to it and saying, look, can you not see that this is not acceptable? This sort of a behaviour is totally unacceptable, no matter what your cause is. To blow the legs, I didn't refer to this case, but to blow the legs of a young man who spoke Irish and played Gaelic football in the police service, you understand, to blow his legs off and leave him crippled for the rest of his life, this is something which abhors all of us. Now, I'm saying, and that we are tempted to say, I have no time for these people. But they live among us, and they're doing these terrible actions. Therefore, we have to make time, just make time even to talk to them and say, hold on, why are you doing this? Like, appeal to that part in them, which is human. You know, because let's search for that.